Welcome to another episode on the podcast channel of Joali Bean. I'm Özgür Cengiz, the general manager of Joali Bean. The joy of festive is around the corner. One of our fondest childhood memories includes indulging in gingerbreads, blazing Christmas puddings, and spiced cookies. In this episode, we will explore mindful eating with our executive pastry chef, Julia, who brings decades of experiencing crafting heavenly delights, combining well-being and fine dining. Welcome, Chef Julia.
How are you? Very good, thank you.
Julia has been with us since the pre-opening and developing the Joali Bean culinary journey and creating very amazing experiences to our guests. Yes, Chef. As we are experiencing through our guests as well as ourselves, your menu has such interesting desserts, from cheesecake with no cheese to chocolate brownies that are under 250 calories. And all the offerings at Joali Bean are based on the four pillars: mind, skin, microbiome, and energy. How did you design your dessert menu?
Well, our dessert menu has two main variables. The first step to our creative process goes around the four pillars as a source of inspiration. Knowing the benefits of each ingredient, what is better for each individuality, and how our body works together, allow us to create a menu with an holistic approach in which every ingredient is taken to its maximum potential. And when while creating dishes, four pillars are considered in order to highlight one or two of them at a time. On the other hand, we have a nutritionally oriented approach towards preferences, allergies, intolerances of our guests. For that, we make sure that 100% of the desserts menu is gluten-free and 40% is dairy-free. It is essential for us to have a proposal of desserts that are less sweet than we are expected to get in a traditional dessert, which is why we encourage our guests to try healthier desserts. To achieve this, the choices we make for the ingredients, it is extremely mindful by us. For example, in our pastry kitchen, we do not use white flour or ultra-refined sugar, but instead we use whole wheat flour and sugars from natural sources, such as fruits, dates, jaggery, or honey. And it is important also to note that 80% of our products are organic, and the choice of the suppliers, we try to choose them to be as close to our location in order to reduce the carbon footprints. With all these elements mentioned, we dedicate ourselves to design a dessert menu in which has fruit elements, chocolate, nuts, seeds, in order to offer variety to all palates.
Perfect. Now we have your secrets. So we can develop also, we try to develop by our own, because the journey in the desserts at Joali Bean, it's so delicious, so fulfilling, but still with the earth to table concept, philosophy, and it's still very healthy. And now, Chef, the festive season, as the countdown started, share with us what to expect for this festive season at Joali Bean.
Yes, for this festive season, we are inspired by vitality and vibrancy, which for us translates into bringing natural and fresh elements to our table, which protagonists are the ingredients that are antioxidants or light ingredients. This season, we are also going to be working on reinforcing fermentation section. As you know, our kitchen plays with fermentation, and it's a major role in our cuisine, which is why we want to make sure that the highlight of this season is fermentation. For this, we are honored to receive Master Onishi, who will be giving special classes and special menus for our guests. And also, we will be serving special menus inspired by nutritionally rich and healthy concepts, from all over the globe, such as bearing tea and caviar, mood food inspired on modified Mediterranean diet, and also Maldivian cuisine with our own twists. Also, for this season, for the first time, our guests will be able to try our four pillar chocolate bars made with our in-house bean to bar process. We are very excited to give a try to our guests. The first try for these chocolate bars, they are inspired on flavors based on our four pillars, and we are making it 100% in-house artisanally. We are happy to choose and monitor all the ingredients, and we choose, instead of using white sugar, we use jaggery, and we use coconut milk for milk chocolate. So that keeps us very excited.
Perfect. I have privilege to be in the taste session, demo sessions of the Four Pillars chocolate collection, we can call. And yes, they were very delicious, as Chef Julia mentioned. That's all in-house production, and soon we will be introducing it in our villas as well, as our signature amenities. Yes, Chef, you know, sometimes, especially with the desserts, we wish to indulge and let go during the holiday season, right? How do you practice mindful eating?
Jolly Being is committed to delivering and encouraging healthy lifestyles to enjoy the delicacies of various food cuisines across the globe. Food is an emotion. Festive season is all about togetherness, laughter, and where food plays a very prominent role in reuniting, flourishing the festive vibes. Indulging, yes, it is a very common things to do in festive season, and being mindful eating, it could be a little bit challenging to stick with certain dietary restrictions. I think it is important that our choices are based not only in maintaining good physical and health, but also understanding that which ingredient benefits our body. However, this season we urge you to follow three steps to follow and to unwind and redefine the eating habits and mindful practices. I would suggest first, monitor portion sizes. I think it is important and easy to maybe reduce some portion sizes. We encourage you to carefully choose portions and divide food according to courses. Start off with a meal with soup, salad, main course, followed by a well-deserved dessert. Second, count macro and micronutrients. Eating enough protein and vitamin-rich food is an essential component. Fiber also is a super king in order to have a better digestion, and ensure to include a wide range of fruits and vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables like spinach, kale, and cilantro. And last, snacking. I think it's also important to, an important factor to choose wisely. Snacking out to seeds, nut-based protein bars, fruit-based smoothies, juices, or just even a bowl of cat fruits could be an ideal option to opt for a healthy snacking.
Perfect. There's a summary we can say. First is portion sizes.
Yes.
Correct. And the second is enough protein and fiber-rich food.
Yes.
And especially the one of the important one, the snacks. Mm-hmm. And try to use fruits and natural products. But most important, what I take it from myself, when there is more color, more nutrition.
Exactly.
Joy in weightlessness is the philosophy in Joali Bean, Chef. How do you deliver it in your role, this promise?
Weightlessness does not only apply to body weight. Weightlessness means living and being in joy, the celebrations of a joyful life. The simplest way to lead a healthy life and to find balance and being consistent on doing what suits your body. Hence, Jollibeing is being driven by weightlessness philosophy, which precisely means finding joy in whatever you do. I believe that mindful choices that we do as chefs here for the retreat is essential to maintain lightness of our products, for example, desserts, breads, granolas, muffins, and all kind of snacks. I think it is important that all our guests have the freedom to choose whatever they suit for themselves, for their body. And for that, we are working interconnected with a nutritionist and an Ayurvedic doctor who can help our guests to find whatever their body needs and the ingredients that can benefit them. For the pastry menu, the use of ingredients that are antioxidant and plant-based non-ultra-refined ingredients, and also the incorporation of fermented products is the best way to translate the chef's job. At the end of the day, we are the bridge between the nature and our guests.
Perfect. Summary of what you said, it was very important for us, the bridge, our chefs, the bridge between nature and our guests. Thank you, Chef Julia, and for great insight of your journey at Jollibeing. And we reached the end of this week's episode and looking forward to meet you at the next one.